If you were listening to the Old Testament reading, all that you see is really hard things, the consequences of sin. So we have the contrast between the two words, sin and grace, isn't it? And we look across to the life of King David and his family, we see the consequences of sin. We may think that that was like bad choices for David and his family, but actually is the result of one man's sin, Adam's. Adam have sinned, and no one avoided the consequences of the sin of Adam. Because the Bible says here, for if the many died by the trespass of the one man, many have died. That is Romans 15. Many have died by the trespass of the one man. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation. That is what the Bible is saying. Verse 17, for if by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through that one man. So death reigns. We have seen this. King David himself killing Uriah by the help of his army officer, general. And also seeing the death of the child that was born. And now we see his son, Absalom. Absalom killing his brother, Abnon, because Abnon did really something horrible. He defiled his half-sister in the house of the king. And so King David is in a mess, his house. King. And when we read these words, there's nothing encouraging in these accounts. And we can run into judgments that, oh, King David got it wrong here, or certainly he got it wrong. But we forget the fact that this man is a product of his of sin, of even though he has been shown grace to lead God's people. And at times he was shown grace to act rightly and to see God. And we know even this morning, we read the thing that God has done through him, even from his early childhood. And what is this saying to us as a man who had known all the provision of God, even killing Goliath, you see, and being brave and declaring the wonders of the God of Israel, and yet now he's just making all these terrible mistakes? Well, we shouldn't be surprised, we shouldn't be self-righteous to think that this has just happened by mistake. This is a result of sin. Because here sin reigns by right, by God's judgment, by God's decision that he will not justify anyone. The wages of sin is death. So there's no concessions for this. Whether you are the king of Israel or you are a subject of the king. So sin is sin, and God will always be righteous. And it will be only by his grace that we read of that we can be in a covenant with him. Well, it has been read to us that after Absalom killed his brother, he ran away. And he ran away, and he was away for 3 years. His dad, his father, King David, was so mourning the death of his son. And now he's facing the consequences of losing the other son as well. Being away for 3 years. And no prospect for his return. Because Absalom has killed his brother, Amnon. And there were news that maybe all the king's sons were all killed. But thankfully, they were not killed and they came back. But Absalom didn't. And he went into territories of other Gentiles. But King David mourned for his son every day. After Absalom fled and went to Geshur, he stayed there 3 years. And the spirit of the king longed to go to Absalom, for he was consoled concerning Amnon's death. Now, this is the last verse that I want to meditate on. Now, this man, broken, King David, yet we've seen again and again God coming and bringing comfort to him, giving him another opportunity to look forward and not to dwell on the things that are behind. That is the grace of God, even in the Old Testament. Because we have read here that he was consoled concerning Amnon's death, so that he can leave behind that situation and press on. Because God is not finished with him. And God will always not finished with all of us. That is his heart for us. For he has provision. King David, not only that Jesus will be called the son of David, but King David also is promised salvation himself. He is promised salvation because now he is going to end up to be one of the heroes of the faith that we read of this morning and Bridget brought out to us by faith. He did all that he did, even to be consoled and to move on. It is by faith. It is the faith of God who has comforted him, even though he is in the wrong. His family is in the mess. He has lost a child and another child. And here he is a subject of the disgrace in the kingdom of Israel. And yet, the gift of God, the gift is not like the trespass. The gift of God is not like the trespass. You see, evil speaks so loud, something bad, all of us here, we will be wailing and we will be just like really crazy. But even a small act of righteousness will go unnoticed. And that is what God desires. And the Bible here declares that the gift is not like the trespass. Because it's undeserved, it's not proportionate to the offense or the sin. It's just out of character altogether. Why someone who is in the mess would be shown this grace and mercy that he would be consoled if it is not only God's grace? The gift of God is not like the trespass and will always be like that. We deserve death, for the wages of death, of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That is a gift, free gift, nothing we can pay for. We cannot even change the history like with David. David cannot even change the history. It's just so ripe there in the eyes of his own people, even in his own family. They see the absence of Amnon, the death of that child, the death of the husband, Abigail's. All these things speak of his sin, of his failures. And yet, the gift of God is not like the trespass. And that is the good news for all of us. Even if things may look so bad and dark, we have made tremendous mistakes. And as we approach this God of mercy, God of all grace, the gift of God, it is not like the trespass. We will be like we have never seen. We will be consoled and will be caused to rejoice and be thankful and praise God for his forgiveness and cleansing, for his gift. Are perfect and are powerful. They change mourning hearts like the heart of David. He was mourning the death of his son. And yet here, he was given even good thoughts and good feeling for his son, who is a murderer. Just imagine. Is it not God's heart? Is it not God's heart? David, now he has a great love. When the news came to him that the king's sons were killed by Absalom, all that he could feel in his heart was a hate for his son. And now the gift of God is not like the trespass. King David was consoled, and his heart longed to see his son. And this is really a good lesson, that we are not to try to change the past. We are to look forward. We are to look forward to this God that we worship, our Heavenly Father, and to the Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood is sufficient to cover every sin. And that is why here, the writer to the Romans, Apostle Paul, puts before us this wonderful text, declaring to us that the gift of God is not like the trespass. For if the many died by the trespass of the one man, so no one really escaped, even the King David himself, the shepherd boy, this great man of God, the chosen one, the anointed one of God, couldn't escape. And now Apostle Paul declares to us that grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many. So will overflow to the many, to cover all types of sins. No single sin that the blood of Jesus cannot remove and cannot cover, even including murdering. Apostle Paul himself, he was a murderer, and people called him in their modern words a terrorist. And yet a terrorist became the greatest Christian ever lived on earth. Because the gift is not like the trespass. That was given to Apostle Paul. And many theologians have said that, even, I think it's speculation, so sometimes they sound nice and good, that the thorn that was given to him in 2 Corinthians were the memories of the torturing of Christian people. You cannot rule it out. At times we may remember these things, but the gift is not like the trespass. I've shared many times also, I had a friend by name Paul Yata, a year six dropout who was in the military. This guy, in his lostness, he was in the army taking advantage of his power with his gun. He just wanted to just have a girlfriend who is a Christian, in a time where everybody is terrified. If someone come your door, 6 p.m., South Sudan that time, so you are in trouble. And this man would come and try just to abuse this girl. And this girl would just go inside in a house and would pray. And would spend a lot of time praying. And Paul, sometimes he would be just angry and just would want to leave. And then this girl, fearing that he might come back and kill her, would run after him. And I remember I would spend like a month with Paul at his place at Gardenville. Paul would wake up at night sometimes and cry, because he was converted, he became a Christian, filled with the Holy Spirit. But when he remembers these things, he would really weep and weep and weep. And I would just console him and say to him, I would have said to him these words, the gift is not like the trespass. All that Christ our Lord has done covers all our sins. Again, the gifts of God is not like the results of one man's sin. The judgment followed one sin and brought condemnation, but the gift followed many trespasses and brought justification. And so now David would go on as if he didn't experience all these things. Now we see also that this will not be the last time for David to have troubles. Absalom, after killing his brother, he will just come on, and then we will read from chapter 14 and 15. It's called great conspiracy to take over because King David has become weak because of all these things he has gone through. And this man is becoming a strong and he's rebellious, Absalom. And God allowed that. Because it is not in our strength that we please God. It is in our humility and righteousness that we can please God. And so King David will not cease to trust God or to be comforted. So the history of fall will continue. But we are living in different times. We are living under the grace. And even the Holy Spirit, which dwells in us, enables us to avoid big and terrible mistakes like what David has fallen in. That does not guarantee that we will not fall into sin. But that also reminds us that the gift is not like the trespass. So we don't write our own theology, but we rely on God, who is living, who is present, and can help us at the time of need. All that we need to do is to be alert, is to be vigilant, and to delight in the Lord. And He will maximize His protections and the opportunities for us to go wrong will be limited. I tell a lot of young people, I say to them, there are places that I don't even dare to go close to, many places. But notably, places like nightclubs. Nightclubs are dark places. Even if you just stand there by mistake for 3 minutes, it's so dark. Just even like a stray bullet can take your life, like what we have seen here 5 years ago. A young boy I taught in a school back in Egypt, he was with his Australian girlfriend just outside a nightclub. A few gangs came and they were targeting other people, even he was not even part of that. He's gone. And so the Word of God teaches us that there are places that we are to avoid completely. We are told to have simple eyes and not to lust after things, not to crave things that may drag us into sin. That was what Absalom was doing. He looked in the wrong place and he just placed his heart and he lusted after his half-sister and made all this great mess. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. And we have been called to be part of many people who are righteous, and that the sin may not reign and rule over us again because of the work of Christ. But we are to be filled with the Holy Spirit because we have come into this wonderful position of dwelling in grace and the gifts of God is not like the trespass. Let us be encouraged that we are not to be ashamed if there are any things that we happen to us in the past that should cause us shame. No. Because the gift of God is not like the trespass. And we are not just to go by what other people say. It's one of the grace also you can receive from God. To know that what matters is the judgment of God, not the people. Because if we have come to learn that the gift of God is not like the trespass, that is the justification. Justifies us once and for all. We stand as if we have never sinned because of the declaration of our God and the ever-flowing of console, like what David had experienced. He was consoled by God. While we are open to all the comfort of God, always, there's nothing that we can go through and that God will not comfort us and will make us as if we have never experienced that horrible feeling and experience. For the gift is not like the trespass.